We're popping champagne again this week in our Wine of the Week.
Just watch where you're pointing that thing. Let's go live now to Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Just last week, you talked about wines from a few co-ops. This week, it's all about wines from a few unique champagne houses.
Yes, houses. Houses now, they're more like wineries, if you think about it that way. They buy their grapes from growers. They do grow some of their own grapes, but mostly they buy their grapes from growers. And then they make champagne that's based on a style as opposed to a place, at least we used to think that. Now, there are a couple of houses that we visited in Champagne that actually are now moving more towards a sense of place or terroir, as the French like to say. But, you know, this week we're going to show you one of each.
Well, why don't you start with the first one you want to start with?
Balls in your court.
Somebody can't wait to have a glass of champagne.
Yes.
Let's try the non-vintage Bruno Paillard Brut Premier Cuvée. Now, this is a tribute to Bruno's vision of maintaining a house style. Tiny, elegant bubbles carry flavors of these roasted nuts and green apple, a bright citrus, just a hint of orange clove and biscuit. And it's got a nice, crisp, refreshing finish. And it has this note of refinement to it. I really like it. It's very elegant. It's $40. And again, it's very consistent from year to year, vintage to vintage, because of the blending process that Bruno goes through. So you're always going to have a relatively consistent bottle of champagne from this particular house.
What if we want to go, let's say, against the traditional house style? We can go in the other direction.
Let's go in the other direction. Let's talk about champagne, the champagne house. Now, I always say Jacquesin, but it's really Jacquesin. And as I learned from one of the owners there, the 735 Cuvée Brut from Champagne Jacquesin, it's a non-vintage. And what they do is this 735 is part of a series that they use every year to express the very best of that vintage. So the 735 has got mostly, I think, 2005 wines in it. And what they like to do is they really bring out the best characteristics of each harvest. So they don't disguise the variations at all. This one happens to have honey, apple, nectarine on a really weighty palate, an exceptional balance and finesse. Slightly creamy mouthfeel and provides a silky yet firm finish. $60. I really like this house champagne.
Wow. And what about a reserve that has a special blend?
I would go with the non-vintage Philippe Pinot Brut Royal Reserve. Now, it's a blend mostly of Pinot Noir with about 30% Chardonnay and a small amount of Pinot Meunier blended into this. Now, this has got aromas, I love this, of ginger and brioche. It's really a cool thing. It dominates the nose and flavors, again, of nectarine, lime, roasted nuts sit just lightly on a frame of chalky minerality. And again, a delicate, charming finish, leaving a graceful impression. Only $40. I say only $40. That's really great for a house champagne.
Right. We're going uptown here so that we don't get a headache the next day from the cheap
That's
champagne.
Right.
Scott Greenberg with us, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.